Hello and welcome to an episode of We Came or We Saw and We Podcasted Again.
Hey!
And we're back.
How's it going? Look at the suntan on you.
It's gone now, mate.
Oh, you're dirty then.
I went on holiday about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And since I come back,
yeah.
Had lush weather on holiday. Since I come back, rubbish.
Rubbish. Washed it all away.
And I'm just back to normal skin tone now. Yeah. And I know this because I'm starting to see, you know, my bad complexion come back.
Yeah. You not been using the cream, I told
In the
you
summer, I'm one sexy mofo once I get the tan on. Especially in the winter, not so much. Which is a... It's good seeing the majority of us hibernate over the winter. You don't see many people over the winter. I definitely don't, and I definitely do.
But the fact
it's nearly time for hibernation.
Yeah, but the fact is, you've already prepared your face for winter.
Yep.
By putting a little, lower rug on it.
Well, it did me well last winter.
Yeah.
It does me well in the summer. That's the thing.
Does it not get really hot?
No, because what you can do is that you can shove loads of water in it.
Yeah.
And then it cools you down. You just leave it wet and it cools your face.
Do you
face.
Find that water gets sort of stuck in there and it's sort of... Not stuck in there like...
If you're boiling hot, it doesn't matter. Don't matter.
Okay.
It's nice and cool on your face. In the winter, just warms it up. Just gives you that extra little bit of warmth on your face.
It's good.
Anyway.
Good. I'm glad to come back from the summer holiday and it's not gone. That's the main thing. I was a little bit worried.
I was thinking about it the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I was thinking...
Are you just saying that?
I wonder what my
actual
face looks like.
I think you'd look quite strange if you shaved it off.
The thing is, now I've been doing it for over a year.
Yeah.
I'm starting to, like, just chop away at it here and there, and I don't know.
You're not getting bored of it, are you?
Well, some days I like it, and some days I hate it.
Hmm.
Not hate it. Hate's a strong word. Some days it's just a bit of a pain. If I've slept on it...
Yeah.
I wake up and it's in my mouth, and then I can't bring it down for the rest of the day. So it
spend most of the day, yeah.
You
spend, the day,
tickles
end up.
My nose, gets anyway, hairs in the nose. Anyway,
yeah.
A strong start. There you go. That is how you start a podcast, by talking about facial hair. Ain't you glad we're back?
Lesson number 34. For you. So welcome back to the new season, I guess we can call it a new season. Or is it just carrying on, just picking up from where we left off?
It's the autumn term.
Autumn term.
About 6 weeks off.
Yep.
For the summer. And now we're back.
Out come the cardigans. The cardigans are coming out.
Yeah. Busting out a few jumpers and cardies.
I would certainly say
that. Started washing the jumpers.
Ready, you know, ready for the cold.
Kind of get all...
kind of get...
Hit the mic. Psych. Gets to those, at that time of year where, you know, you have to dig into the back of the drawers and start pulling the jumpers out and getting them out, giving them a wash, bit of a fresh up.
Because I don't even know
stinks
how this happens. They do.
After being in them.
Well, they do.
In spring and summer.
They get stale.
Yeah. Winter dress.
Clothes that stale.
That's what that song's about.
It's about jumpers.
It's about, of course
jumpers,
it is.
Jumpers. It's about jumpers in your drawers.
Yeah.
Hey. You've learned, that's just two things you've learned already.
Going
in
to see them soon, aren't we?
November. Yeah,
everything, and where are we going?
Cambridge.
Oh, that'd be all right.
To the Corn Exchange.
What date's that?
I don't know. It's on the ticket.
Put it in my diary.
probably should do.
You got the tickets?
Yeah. They're indoors.
They're just plane tickets.
Nothing nothing sort of holograms or anything like that on it. No. I save that for the stage.
All right, okay.
I save that for the stage. Holograms
looking
and
forward
lasers.
To that.
It's going to be very good. I am looking forward to it. Having seen a few festival performances from the boys across the summer, there's been loads of festivals that I've watched this year. And I must admit, usually I say I'm going to watch them and don't.
Right.
But I have made a real concerted effort this summer. Or maybe I didn't, and I just managed to watch them. Reading and Leeds, Glasgow,
okay.
I've watched loads of bits and pieces.
I've kept myself out of that, actually, this
year. Really?
Yeah, I've took up movies. As we've spoken about before, never really been into movies. I normally fall asleep. I'm like my dad. Dad can't finish a movie without falling asleep. Yeah. And then you wake up right at the end. It spoils the ending.
And it makes no sense.
Yeah, it's pointless watching the middle. You know, I know the ending.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Anyway,
good point.
I have gotten into films.
Yeah? Any recommendations?
Due in part, you know, having the nice telly than what I used to have.
Something bigger to watch it on. Yeah.
No, I actually can't give you any recommendations. All I know have is that I have watched
a lot
films.
Of rubbish movies.
I've watched films.
What, and none of them stand out that well?
Home is good. The new animation.
The little purple things.
The little purple things.
Yeah, good. Okay.
Cordo, voiced by Sheldon, off of The Big Bang Theory. That's good. That is a good film.
Jim Parsons.
And Rihanna is also voicing a part as well.
She's still around?
Yeah, she's still doing it.
She's not doing music anymore?
But she does a bit of both. She's Rihanna. She do what she wants.
Got a point, Jim.
So
got a point.
What have you been up to for the past 6 weeks? I've got music.
Oh, okay.
It's like holiday beachy music because we both had a staycation.
Yeah. Oh.
New equipment ain't worked out well. It's still got the jumps.
But maybe it didn't have a holiday. Maybe it was just here every Tuesday.
All right, Rob. So what have you been up to for the last 6 weeks? We don't want it like day by day. We've got a crack on.
An overview.
But I'm sure there's been quite a few things happening in your life, and I, for one, would want to know about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've probably spent quite a bit of time in London in the last 6 weeks or so.
What have I told you? I know.
But I have mastered the art of travelling on the underground without touching any rails. So that's, you know, something I've learned this summer.
Okay.
And as mentioned, yes, staycation was had. Went down to Cornwall.
Is that how they talk down there, is it?
Yeah, honestly.
Cornwall.
I went to pretty much the most southerly town you can go to on our British Isles.
Right, okay.
The most is a town called Lizard.
All right.
I was 3 miles north of that town. There wasn't a lot to do, I won't lie to you. We did have to drive to most places.
Okay.
But it was a lovely...
Well, your holiday
lovely
sounds
week.
Fun, stuff.
No, it was a lovely week away.
Right. Went not, surfing. Not much to do. Had to drive everywhere. It was a great week.
Yeah, but do you know what? That's what I wanted.
All right.
It was nice to switch off.
Just to do
slow
nothing.
Slow down and do nothing.
Well, my holiday wasn't an holiday.
Was it not?
No, because I had the flipping kids with me.
It was
an holiday for the kids. You know, like the beachy seaside, let's play on a few 2P pushers kind of holiday.
Yeah.
And we went to a few places, stayed in a few Premier Inns.
Yeah.
Across the East Coast.
How many?
Three.
Three, right. And,
three all
and,
in all.
And can you rate them in, as,
I can.
In order?
Yeah.
So number three.
The first Premier Inn we went to.
Yep.
It was good.
Yep.
Where did we say? Suffolk.
Right, yeah, okay.
Just down the road from where they have the Latitude Festival, actually, around that area.
Yep.
And that was all right, but it was a little bit too small.
Okay.
All right. I'm like Goldilocks when it comes to my Premier Inns.
50, 60 Ooh. Rooms or 100 or what?
What?
The size of the hotel? Are you saying it was a bit small?
What
do you mean the rooms were really...
It was quite a big hotel. It was a big hotel, but the room wasn't that big.
Right,
you've got to bear in mind, in the Premier Inns, they have those big beds, don't they?
And basically nothing
else. Trying
to
fit in two extra beds for my boys.
Yeah.
It kind of...
Didn't fancy sharing the bed then?
Makes the room small.
No. Go in beds.
Yeah.
I just thought we might save a bit of room in the room.
I've got a double bed.
Yeah.
But in the Premier Inns, they're like king size.
Yeah,
they?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I'm sleeping in
that's
a king
why we go
size,
to hotels.
I'm going to feel like a king. I'm going to get in the bed, fucking starfish it out, mate. I don't want those.
Did you wear the robe?
Did
you wear,
like,
did you wear the dressing gown as well? Like Lenny Henry does in the adverts.
No, I just wore a towel.
Just wore a towel?
Yeah. And I wrapped one round my head like women do for some reason around their heads. I just
Which,
sat there.
By the way,
is size.
Is only possible to do when you're taught how to do it.
Yeah.
And they do that when, you know, when they show the lads the sex education video when you're 11.
Yeah.
They go the boys and the girls in separate rooms.
Yeah.
They show the lads a video to make them go.
Lads.
Yeah lads.
Right?
And the girls go off and they learn how to do the towel around the head thing.
Oh, is that
what
it
is?
That's
what they do, yeah.
Oh, I you see, I wouldn't know that because I was a boy and I went the boys' way.
Yeah, I know, inside info.
All right, okay. Well, you learn something new every day. Anyway. That one, the first one, in the Ipswich kind of area.
Yep.
And
third place?
We took in Felixstowe. That came third place, purely because second day of holiday, we were going out, wasp, stung Elliot. Now, people go all the way through their lives without getting stung by a wasp.
They do.
He gets stung on the second day of our holiday. So, you know...
Bless his cotton socks. Was he all right?
He was fine. It's not
a little
not,
hissy fit.
It's not nice.
It's a wasp, isn't it?
No. So that one, third place.
Okay.
Second town we went to.
Yep.
Lovely town of Norwich.
Cool.
That hotel was even bigger, and it was more modern.
Okay.
My kind of thing. So you know,
we're stepping up.
We're stepping up. It's got stronger Wi-Fi. It's got a Ben and Jerry's ice cream dispenser. That's what we're talking about, right?
Mod cons.
And the room was significantly bigger.
Enough for three beds.
Yeah.
Okay.
But spiders everywhere because it's right next to a river.
Oh.
So the spiders are perched everywhere they can.
I bet you didn't see any wasps,
river,
did you?
All the flies. No, no flies or anything.
Because all the spiders have got them.
But everywhere you walked.
Yeah, spiders,
web
flies.
In the face. That's annoying me at the moment.
I bet the boys loved it. They love Spider-Man. No?
Again, you know, not bothered. It's
no,
the same
fine.
As the bed thing.
They didn't care.
No.
They didn't care.
It's webs in the face. It's one of those things that really annoy me.
But I wouldn't surprise
you. Don't you find it annoying?
Well, no, the thing is...
You've had to shower, you get ready, you step out your door, smack bang right into a spider web, and you're trying to pull it off your face, and you have to mess your hair up
I'll probably need to remind you, you do have a beard.
And out the beard as well.
And you've got
to
comb a spider's web out of your beard.
And then you find the spider has found its way into my beard hair, and it's spinning a web underneath.
Set up a shop underneath.
That one came second, even though it was a lot better.
So with Ben and Jerry's ice cream dispenser, stronger Wi-Fi, bigger room, spiders let it down.
Oh, and Norwich, beautiful town.
Yeah.
As well. That was another. And it was by the river.
Go for a day trip if you want.
All the ships around and stuff. It's
cool.
All right. Last place we went to, King's Lynn.
Yeah.
Now, it's got
Numero uno.
It's got first place, but it was even smaller than the first two. So it was a proper squeeze. But what I liked about the one in King's Lynn is that it was easier to play knock a door run on my sisters. Just to pass a bit of time. Because when the kids went to bed, I was just stuck in the hotel room. Can't really go anywhere. But with my sisters just down the corridor.
Did you have rooms literally next door to each other, or were you quite a few doors apart?
Yeah, we were quite separated, so I had time to run, knock a door, and then leg it, you know? So that's why it came first. They had no mod cons, by the way.
What, no Wi-Fi?
Definitely no Ben Jerry's ice cream dispenser, you know? That's mad. I've never seen anything like it.
What, the Ben and Jerry's?
Yeah, the ice cream.
You don't get out a lot, do you?
And you could pay, like, touch your card on it as well. Amazing. Fucking what you can get up to nowadays. Anyway.
Oh, you're easily impressed, aren't you?
So that's me holiday.
Oh, that sounds good, man. It sounds good. Yeah. I'm glad you had a nice week away.
Feels like ages.
Did you feel like it when you came back?
I don't know about you.
Oh, God, yes.
Felt like I went on holiday years ago. It was only like 4 weeks ago I went, but it seems an age away, mate.
Yeah, well, I only went 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
So much has happened.
I feel like I've been back forever.
Yeah.
I feel like I need another holiday.
Anyway.
But, you know, we've got a podcast to do, so we can't just go swanning off on another holiday again, can we?
Very Blackpool, that, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And we didn't go.
No, neither of us went to Blackpool. But.
So there you go. Caught up on the summer hollybobs and on what we got up to. So that's pretty much, we're up to speed then, really, weren't we?
Yeah, and I think that's it. I think that's the podcast.
I think we can probably wrap up there.
Say goodbye.
The only other thing, I think you know where I'm going with this, perhaps.
The only thing by how I went, Rob, Rob.
Yeah, that. Well, right. Go on, then you go. Go on.
Rob. Rob's got a new job.
I have.
He's got a brand new job, and we're going to talk about that right now. All right? Do you want me to go for it?
Please. I imagine you have some elaborate way of dressing this up, so yeah, go for it.
No, not really.
No? Oh, okay.
No. Have a listen to this. See if you can guess the job.
You're listening to The Early Wobble with Rob Jelly on BBC Essex.
That's right. My podcast partner, and sometimes lover, has only gone and bagged himself a proper show on BBC Essex, here in Essex, and to the world on the internet.
Absolutely.
Congratulations, mate.
Thank you very much. So I probably at this point do need to apologise to those who have been coming incredibly frustrated over me not sharing this big news of mine.
Yeah.
But of course, that is it. I mean, it's a big deal.
Feels a little bit like an anticlimax now.
It does, actually.
Like we bigged it up more and then just forgot about it. Everyone's just got on with their own stuff for 7 weeks.
It was gone for the holidays.
Like, oh, great. Well done, Rob.
Oh, well done, Rob. Yeah,
anticlimactic.
Yeah. Is that
anyway.
It? Was that it? Was it? Okay. So, yeah, you know, that's it. So I'm now up at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Instead of...
Do you reckon doing this early show between 5 and 6... on BBC Essex every weekday, do you reckon you're going to go a bit mad? A bit insane
probably,
in the brain?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I think 1 week we need to do this podcast late in the evening so that I am on the
peak. So you're like
on the
ultra
cusp,
tired.
On the cusp of being like basically unconscious.
All right.
Just to see what happens.
If you want, mate. Just we, if you want.
Yeah, no. I think 1 week,
whatever you
I think
like,
one
mate.
Week maybe.
You're
do
BBC now. You call the shots on this podcast, mate. You want to do it late? That's up to you. But yeah, I've been listening for the last 2 days. So just quickly describe the kind of gist of the show.
All right, so it's a 1 hour show before breakfast to kind of get people up. Lots of lively music. Right. We play a little musical game, a quiz, as it were. And part of that is there is a prize, which, you know, if I get the right answer each day, that person wins said prize. Some little jelly beans, little packet of jelly beans.
People who know Rob know that even though he's now at the BBC, won't stop him with his crazy mad ideas. So every morning, he offers the good people of Essex his beans. He says, who wants my jelly beans?
Who wants me
to send you these jelly beans? And I tell you what, right? If you listen to his show and you play the quiz, he will send you those jelly beans.
Yeah.
He ain't messing around.
No, I'm not.
All right.
I've even got some with me here, so you can have a look.
I know, I saw them earlier. I actually want to pack it, that's the thing. I know you're my friend, but, you know, I do want a packet of your beans.
I'll sort you something.
All right, thanks. So to win these beans, to win Rob's beans...
Yep. Okay, we've got to keep a straight face, you're BBC, you've got to think of BBC.
All right, I'll put the BBC music
okay,
back
go on.
On.
You're listening to The Early Wobble with Rob Jelly on BBC Essex.
BBC Essex at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's kind of sounds like your first link yesterday.
Oi!
So he plays a game in the morning. What's the game called?
Lost in Music.
Lost in Music. Yep. And it's this little quizzy, and people have to text in if they know what song is playing. Now, you've got a part of a song that just skips and repeats.
Yeah, so a little segment, 2 seconds or so, that go sort of loops over and over.
Right.
Like if a record was skipping.
Like this. When it hasn't been your day, you weep. When it hasn't been your day, you weep. Which was Rob's first Lost in Music clip yesterday.
Correct.
With a chance to win his beans.
Correct.
Right? Just in my head. he played this at 5:15.
No, it was earlier than that.
Earlier than that. 5:05. I thought I'd be a good friend. I'll get up, have a listen to him, see how he's getting on the BBC. And by 5:05, he's giving away his beans and playing this. So it's well worth tuning in. No, well done. It's good. I've listened to the past 2 days. And even if you don't want to be up at stupid o'clock like Rob to give away his beans or to win his beans, you can listen back to Rob whenever now on the BBC iPlayer. You can even download it.
It is quite exciting.
You know, so you can take him literally
anywhere.
Just like this podcast, which you can download on iTunes, Stitcher, and Audio
Boom. Toot toot root.
Like that.
Indeed. Go on.
You've been paying attention, though, the last couple of days.
What, I work? Of course I have, yeah. I'm concentrating like, you know, no one's business.
Right.
Hang on, what have you done?
Can you remember what songs you played the last couple of days? How does that work?
What do you mean, how's it
work? Do they give you the songs to play?
Yeah, I mean, it's all sort of programmed and scheduled, but I have a little say in, you know, what I'm going to play. Like, I pick the quiz track each day as well, so...
Okay. Let's put your BBC music
back on. Yeah, put it back on, yeah.
All right then, Rob. The autumn term of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted, and the quiz...
Is it going to be... Hang on. Is it going to be songs that I have played on my new show?
Yeah, five songs that you have played on your brand new BBC Essex show every morning, 5 till 6 on BBC Essex. And if you're not man enough to be up at that time of the morning, available on the iPlayer.
Yeah.
All right, so can you remember a few of the songs you played?
Yeah, so I had...
Because I know you picked the first track, right?
Yep, yesterday's first track,
and
Genesis.
And you picked today's first track.
And today, which was Wham, and okay. I'm Your Man.
Well, they might be in there, Rob. Who knows? All right, okay. So are you ready to start a brand new season of quizzes? The first one, all about the music on your show.
All right. Okay.
You ready?
Oh, I was born that way, my friend.
This is a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 Rob, a quiz for you, mate.
Thank you very much.
All right, we've already explained the rules. As always, Lyric Man is back and he will read the lyrics to some of the songs that you have played on your first two shows on the Essex.
Okay. All right. All right, fine. Cool. Ready.
First one. What song was this that you played?
Call me good. Call me bad. Call me anything you want to, baby. But I know that you're sad. And I know I'll make you happy. With the one thing that you never had.
Any idea? I tell you, there is an actual prize today for you, seeing you're giving away
your
beans.
Is it my beans?
Brian's banana. You can win my... Right? Come on. Any ideas?
Was it Wham? I think it's not Wham. It is Wham. Wham.
Correct. It was Wham.
Call me good. Call me bad. Call me anything you want to, baby. But I know that you're sad. And I know I'll make you happy with the one thing that you never had, baby. I'm your man. Don't you know that? Baby, I'm your man. You bet.
If you're gonna do it right, and do it with me. If you're gonna do it right. Some of you in it, mate.
Absolutely.
Played this morning, I believe.
I did. First song.
Wham. First song.
Hey. 5 o'clock.
Straight in with the Wham.
You know?
Congratulations, mate.
Thank you very much.
Trying to find all my buttons, new system and stuff. There you go. Right. What was this song that you played?
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I wanna be. But you're stuck in a hole. And I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see. But I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along. Trying to figure it out.
Took me a little while to get that, but I've got it.
Yeah?
Take that.
And
Shine.
Yeah.
Have I got to get the song title and the band?
Depends.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I want to be. But you're...
I hate this song.
Do you really?
It was,
I haven't heard it for so long.
It's the worst part of your show this morning.
Was it really?
You're stuck in a hole. And I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see.
At least it wasn't me that was the worst part.
It reminds me of Shopping.
Shopping?
Yeah.
Oh, Morrison's out. Yeah,
but I know it's time for you to leave.
And it's some Mark Owen Lev vocal, which I am also not a fan of.
We're all just pushing along. Trying to figure it out. Oh. all your anticipation pulls you down. When you can have it all. You can have it all. So come on. Come on. Get it on. I don't know what you're waiting for. Your time is coming, don't be late. Hey, hey, so come on. See the light on your face. Let it shine. Just let it shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine.
Let it shine.
Correct, Robert. Take that.
Stop. Stop being so hard on yourself. Right. Yeah, I must admit, it's
two out of two so far. Yeah.
Now you've said that.
Yeah, I know, man. I wasn't a fan. Anyway, let's see if you get this.
Okay.
You also played this on your show in the past couple of days.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun and snap. The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake. A lark. A spree. It's very clear to see.
Oh no! Ow.
Any ideas? You played it, mate.
I know.
Let's see if you can think about this.
Fair play.
Seriously,
fair
it's play. A show. I just want to make a coffee. Any ideas?
Is it a Rembrandt's and I'll be there?
No, not that one.
No.
No.
I thought it was a trick question. You were playing it and... I don't know.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun.
Hang on, whoa.
Snap. The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see.
Full of sugar helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down. Medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
It was Julie Andrews
spoonful
and
of
A
sugar.
Spoonful of Sugar. I know why you played it. Don't try and justify it. I'm just playing.
I was happy, more than happy, to have played, but I didn't actually play the whole thing. I only played a small snippet of it.
We're gonna go down that line, mate. Gene Wilder, pure imagination. That's what you need in the morning.
Yeah. I'm thinking I need more stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking...
I'm on it.
For example, and this is just initially top of my head, Bare Necessities.
Yeah.
It's a bit of hit and miss.
Yeah.
Something like that. Spoonful of sugar.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata.
Well, I've been waiting here so long, but thinking nothing could go wrong. Ooh, now I know. She has a built-in ability to take everything she sees. And now it seems I'm falling for her.
Just gonna let this play out for a moment. Genesis, Invisible Touch.
Correct.
Well, I've been waiting. Waiting here so long. But thinking nothing could go wrong. Now I know. She has a built-in ability to take everything she sees. And now it seems I'm falling
for her. She seems to have an invisible touch. She reaches in and grabs my hold of your heart. She seems to have touch, yeah. You just go and slowly tears you apart.
highlight of your show so far.
It's
first song you played.
I know. Well, I had to start with something special. Come on, I had to.
That was very good. Applause for two different reasons there. Right, final one. You've played this track in the last couple of days as well. Made me kind of angry. Bit of a clue for you. Spoiler.
You've got to search for the hero inside yourself, elf. Search for the secrets you hide. Search for the hero inside yourself. Until you find the key to your life.
Still having these skipping issues, don't we? I did a whole entire upgrade.
Oh, I know you did. Yeah, I know.
Still getting those issues.
We'll have words, don't worry. So I know, yeah, straight away I know what this is, and I know why this made you angry.
Yeah. Lowest point of your show. Even lower than the Take That, all right?
It's a bit disheartening that I've made you feel like that with this song, but it's people and, you know, Search for the Hero.
I'm the important one. I'm the listener.
I know. Sorry.
You've got to search for the hero inside yourself.
I'm not even going to
search for the secrets you hide.
Yeah, jump. You can jump as much.
Search for the hero inside yourself. Until you find the key to your life.
Why do you think it made me so angry?
I know exactly why it made you so angry.
Yeah. One. I'm sure
it's roots back.
I'm sure we spent many a podcast talking about a certain song and how
I would say at least three episodes.
Yeah, and how if you are going to play any Heather Smalls on the radio,
what have you done today to make you feel proud?
And I would have felt proud.
I know.
Didn't. I was disappointed. You didn't play it. I bloody am there.
It's never too late to try. What have you done today to make you feel proud? Mm-hmm. You could be so many people if you make that rainbow enough. What have you done today to make you feel proud?
We feel proud. You got 3 out of 5.
I could, you know what? I could actually play. I'm not trying to make it up for. Just, I could stick them tomorrow.
Yeah, stick it in, mate.
Do it tomorrow.
Do it.
First song.
I think so.
I think so.
Can you imagine?
Because by the time you hear this in the podcast, my show would have been done because it's so early in the morning.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, God, you'd have to be dedicated.
What have you done?
That would sound good, mate.
Would that make a Wednesday?
What have you done?
That will.
It would make a Wednesday.
I promise I will get up at 5 o'clock. I haven't got the kids tonight, but I will set an alarm. Yeah, and if that ain't there,
I'm doing a
5 o'clock.
I'm doing a reminder.
I'm here with my beans, Rob Jelly.
You're listening to the Early Wobble.
This is a preview of what tomorrow morning's show is going to be like. BBC Essex. Like, you got about a minute to film.
Hello, Rob Jelly on BBC.
If you're going to do an impression of me,
do you want my beans? All you have to do. Is listen to this really annoying song and tell me what is it? Now for some Heather Smalls. Oh mate, it's gonna work. It would definitely work. Anyway, that's the end of the quiz.
That would make a Wednesday, yeah?
Yeah,
all right, lovely, okay.
That was a quiz for my mate Rob. 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 That was a quiz for my mate Rob.
Don't mess with my tootoroot. Now you can have what you wanted, but don't mess with my tootoroot. When I was born in my bird suit, my mama slapped my coolie. She said, you're gonna be special, you sweet little tootoroot. Now you can look so much,
but just look and don't touch. I got on top of your case, I'm gonna break your face. Don't mess with my toot-toot, don't mess with my toot-toot. Now you can have what you wanted, but don't mess with my toot-toot. Some of you may ask, what's a toot-toot?
What's a toot-toot?
Thank you very much. Those of you who are musically reclined should know it's your first instrument. Before you even play kazoo, you play toot-toot. Everybody has one. At the end of a roll of a toilet paper is a toot-toot. Sometimes you look through it, but most of the time you just put it to your mouth and go toot-toot, toot-toot. Don't mess with my toot-toot. Don't mess with my toot-toot. Now you can have what you wanted, but don't mess with my toot-toot. When I was born in my bird suit, my mama slapped my coolie. She said, you're gonna be special, you sweet little toot-toot. Now you can look so much, but just look or don't touch. I get on top of your case, I'm gonna break your face. Don't mess with my toot-toot, don't mess with my toot-toot. Now you can have what you wanted, but don't mess with my toot-toot. When I was a little boy, I couldn't wait. Even if the roll was brand new, I'd grab the paper and run through the house yelling, I want to play with my toot-toot. I used to play toot-toot duets with my friend Nino and Azulungo. He was a character boy. One day he says to me, how old are you? I said, I don't know, I'm 6 or 7. He said, you don't know how old you are? I said, I don't know, I'm a 6 or 7. He said, do you dream of girls? I said, no. He said, then you're 6. Don't mess with my toot-toot. Don't mess with my toot-toot. Now you can have what you wanted, but don't mess with my toot-toot. When I was born in my bird suit, my mama slapped my coolie. She said, you're gonna be special, you sweet little toot-toot. You can look so much, but just look or don't touch. I get on top of your case, I'm gonna break your face. Don't mess with my toot-toot.
Got a new game to play this term, Rob, the autumn term of We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. Why didn't you join in?
On the side of...
Why didn't you say podcasted? I said We Came, We Saw, We
Podcasted. Well, you said there's another game. I wasn't expecting two games in one podcast.
Come on, mate, pay attention.
We
came, we saw, we podcasted. Thank you, that's all I want.
Sorry, but you said there's another game.
I know you've been up since 3 o'clock, but I ain't letting this... get in the way of our podcast.
Listen, you only had to listen to it on 4 occasions. I have had made hundreds of these.
This is on a loop, by the way, for 2 minutes. And he talks for 2 minutes. He just puts it down, just so it's in the background, just infiltrating your brain.
Subliminally anyway, poisoning your mind.
As I was saying, we got a new game, Rob. And this new game is called Hey Buddy.
Hey Buddy.
And basically, it's a game that you can play with your buddy. I think it is only a two-player game.
Is it a two-player
game? I think it's a two-player game.
Okay.
And I think it's best if your buddy is a bit sad as well. Because after playing this game that we've come up with, just a silly game, I think it will make your buddy feel just a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right?
It will lift spirits.
Yeah. So let me explain. It's like a children's game for adults.
Well, that's great because you know me.
Because you have to sing in foreign.
You can't. You have to sing in foreign.
There was a guy
in a foreign language.
There was a guy back in the '50s called Julius La Rosa, and he composed a track called "E Compare."
E Compare.
E Compare. It stands for.
Hey
Buddy.
Buddy.
And that is why we have called this game Hey, Hey Buddy. Because basically, you find this song online.
Yep.
And can you remember at school when you had to sing rounds?
Yeah.
Ferrajaka, for example, right? I'll sing the first line, then you come in. Ferrajaka, Ferrajaka, Dormeyboo, Dormeyboo, Samalamatina, Samalamatina, Ding Dang Dong, Ding Dang Dong.
Ding Dang Dong, Ding Dang Dong.
Perfect. This game is rather similar to that.
Okay.
And I think it's the Italian version of the Italian version of I Am the Music Man.
I was going to say, yeah.
So he basically goes through a lot of instruments on this song.
Yeah, piano. And they fly a plane at one point, which is really random.
Shall we do the first verse together so people have an idea and then we'll go...
A Campari.
Yeah, we'll do A Campari. Neither of us are very good at it, yeah. But we're hoping by the end of this term we've got this bang on.
By Christmas,
and everybody
then.
Else...
By Christmas.
...plays it. And you can play it at Christmas with your family.
This would be amazing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's a great Christmas Day game. All right, so... On. We'll do it once, and then you'll see what we're talking about. And then me and Rob are going to thrash it out to be the best of Hey Buddy every week. Hey, Campari!
Hey, Buddy! All right? Hey, Buddy!
So here we go.
Hey, Campari, ci posso suonare? Ci si suona il friscoletto. E come si suona il friscoletto?
So it's hey, as body. Easy as that. Yep. All right. So as you can tell,
but he does get longer.
It's a little bit wordy. All right. And like the Music Man, you have to add the previous instrument to what you sing as well.
Yeah. So you start right? off, and I think friscoletto is a flute.
All right.
And then the next verse adds another instrument.
Yep.
But then once you've sung that instrument, you add the flute to the end of that, and then the third verse you add.
Yeah.
And it gets longer and longer.
All right.
Okay. So how are we going to do it? You're going to do the first verse, I do the second?
Should we flip a coin?
Okay. Well, I haven't got anything. I've got literally no cash on me at the moment.
Me neither, mate. Broke.
Oh, you go first.
Yeah?
You got a better beard.
Okay. Thanks. This is so silly. One, but two, three.
Hey, compare, ci può suonare? Ci si suona il friscoletto. E come si suona il friscoletto? Il friscoletto, tipiti, tipiti, ta.
My go?
Yeah, your go.
Hey, compare, ci può suonare? Ci si suona un saxofona. E come si suona un saxofona? Tu, 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 un saxofona. Friscoletto, tipiti, tipiti, ta. Hey, compare, ci può suonare? Ci si suona il mandolino. E come si suona il mandolino? A pling, un mandolino, tut, 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 un saxofono. Un friscoletto, tipiti, tipiti, ta.
Yeah!
Hey, compare, ci può suonare? Ci si suona un violino.
Violet.
E come si suona un violino? A zinga zinga violino, plinga plinga mandolin, tu 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 tu, un saxofono, un friscoletto, tippity tippity ta.
Hey, stick a trumpet in there.
Hey, compare, si può suonare? Ci si suona la trombetta. Ma come si suona la trombetta? Pa 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 la trombetta. Zinga zinga violino, plinga plinga mandolino. Tu 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 saxofono. Un friscoletto, tippity tippity ta.
Right, so I've got the last one.
Yeah.
And then we're going to finish together.
All right.
On the tippity tippity.
Hey, compare, si può suonare? Chi si suona alla trombona? Ma come si suona alla trombona? A fuma fuma la trombona, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zinga violino, plinga plinga mandolin, tu 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 saxofono, un friscoletto, tipiti tipiti ta.
Ready?
Tippity tippity.
See, it's ridiculous, but you feel so good after playing that game. I love that game.
It's excellent.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
New thing.
Hey,
anyway,
buddy.
Hey, buddy. It's time to end the show.
Okay.
Podcast. It's time to end the podcast. So there you go. That's it. Another episode. I'm happy we're back. Rob's even happier that we're back.
Absolutely.
And I hope you enjoyed this brand new episode. Hit us up this week on the Twitter.
Back on the Twitter.
More of me on the Twitter, more of Rob on the Facebook. Didn't get to this, but I have wiped Facebook from my life. So anything on Facebook that you see for this brand is not from me. But on Twitter, I'm
on
there.
On
all
it.
Right?
On
Let
it.
Us know who you think won this round of Hey Buddy. All right? And play it with your friends. The track is called A Compare by Julius LaRosa. If you just type in A, that's E-H, C-U-M-P-A-R-I,
you'll
lyrics.
Find the words.
Into Google, you'll find it. Have a game of A Buddy this week and let us know how you
guarantee it'll make you smile.
Definitely.
Right, what are you up to this week? Anything exciting? Not much?
Nah, mate. Just
standard
week.
Back to normal?
Yeah, all back to normal.
Back to the grind.
Well, one ain't back yet. Still, 24th of September.
God, how many
ridiculous
bloody weeks is that off?
Another thing that returns, by the way. Brand new Lullaby Bys.